Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Ballard is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of What's the Rush? He's the author of Well Done, that whole series of Well Done books. Also, Mind Like Water, also Little Wave, Old Swell. I don't know how many more books he's written or been helped someone else be responsible for. And he's our good friend, Jim. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about relationships. You're trying to help me understand relationships. I'm probably not doing a very good job here. So what does that say about my ability to have relationships?
You know, sometimes it's just very hard to, when we're troubled by somebody, what somebody does, to say what it is, you know, because mm-hmm. we have been sort of talking to ourselves about it, and we've got these what I call labels for them. Mm-hmm. And we think, you know, if we were to describe it to somebody, we would say, she always does, you know, and she doesn't always do it.
Right.
There's sometimes she doesn't do it.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point, Jim. I want to ask you, if you've done some things in the past that have irritated me, if the next time we get together, I'm loaded up waiting on you to do all that,
that's it.
Then you got you don't have a chance, do you?
Yeah, and the mind always goes, see, I told you, you know, there it is again.
That's a Pygmalion effect.
But we're trying to be scientific here, so let's think now.
Yeah.
We've identified person A, we're person B, and person what they do that upsets us, person B. What we don't usually look at, this I was saying this before the break, is what we, person B, do to feed the system. We don't even think we have a part in it because mm-hmm. ever since we were very small, we've been saying things like it's our fault or he started it. But we're being scientific here. So let's think now, what is it that I possibly do, I, the mm-hmm. other person in the system, to keep the dance going? You know, it's like a dance, and mm-hmm. you can't dance alone. So this is the whole thing right here. This is where the power is. This is very, very important. It's the key to healing or overhauling the system. Actually, in many cases, having the other person stop doing what they do that bothers us. So you're asking, what do I do or say that perpetuates the other person's behavior? Now, you may think there's no answer to this, but keep mm-hmm. looking, because we're not assigning blame or saying who's wrong or who started it. We're putting right. the relationship under the microscope, and just for now, we're focusing on our own part in it. And the beauty of this study is if you stop blaming the other person long enough to do it, is that you come up with the key to stopping the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because who can you change? You can't change other people. Good luck with that. We always
right.
try.
Right.
But the only person we have a possibility of changing is who?
Well, we can only control ourselves.
Yeah. And they can only control themselves. So here's the scientific part of this. You can't change them, but maybe you can create the environment in which they want to change. So that's mm-hmm. what's different from changing them. So what you've been trying to do with this person to change them, you know, give that up. And what can we do? What can we do that we've been doing, stop doing, and that makes them maybe want to change?
Well, like,
so you see how powerful this, mm-hmm. this self-change part is? This is why sages have always said, if you want to change people, change yourself. You mm-hmm. try it. It works. What you can do, if you can identify, and it's sometimes pretty hard, identify what you do that keeps them doing what they do, then all you have to do is what? Stop doing it.
So
don't do it anymore.
What if there is a situation where you know for a fact that you're not doing anything to that person? They literally self-ignite. Do you just either let it go or stop dealing with them?
Never found such a situation, Jim. I never found it. because we're talking about what bothers you.
Yeah.
And if something bothers you, you're not just observing it.
Yeah.
You're observing them.
Well,
like
I got to tell you, Jim, I'm pushing back on that one because I do know of situations where, now let me say this, maybe somebody is still, there's a problem way in the past, you know what I mean, something happened a long time ago, but in terms of the present situation, there are people out there who behave, who don't contribute to a relationship, and it's 100% on them. I do believe that. I don't agree that because
okay.
I mean, I have some of those. I have a couple of those where I, you know, I haven't done anything, and they're just whatever.
Uh-huh.
So are the ones I think we should leave alone. What do you think?
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
Just avoid them.
The reason that I said if you're bothered by it, if it troubles you,
right,
then you tend to when you're in the space with them, when you're talking to them or you're around them.
If you have
you kind of tend to operate from that botherment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
And so there are behaviors that you may not be aware of that they pick up on,
mm-hmm.
even intuitively. You don't say anything,
mm-hmm.
but and if you can see it, again, we're not trying to say who's wrong here.
Right.
We're trying to say, is there something that I do or say that I could stop doing?
I agree with that, and I have some of those relationships too. And I'm fully. I can be tried and convicted of some of my behavior sometimes too, Jim. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, find his books on Amazon. It's a great array of books, and you'll find something there that you like. He's written a lot of great books. Jim Ballard, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You know, Jim, I bet people really liked it that we...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.